At the beginning of our program today, we brought you some developing news concerning Boise State University. As many of you are aware, there has been an ongoing search for a new president at BSU since President Bob Kustra announced that he would be retiring. He made that announcement in November. He will be retired effective June 30th. In recent weeks, the search for the new president was down to three candidates. In fact, all three of those candidates were interviewed yesterday. Then this morning, the State Board of Education announced it will extend the search for that new president. During a news conference in Boise this morning, SBOE Board President Dr. Linda Clark said this does not reflect on the finalists. She went on to say all are very qualified and accomplished. The search now is on for the board to work to identify who the interim president will be while they continue a search for a new president. Our Matt Gillum actually went to this news conference, and he joins me now to talk a little bit more about this. Because frankly, Matt, this is kind of surprising.
It was hyped, shall we say, in a very big way. There was a university email that went out saying an announcement is coming.
At 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. And I mean, we're under the impression that this is going to be it. I mean, yes, seemingly the search had moved rather quickly, but you figure they interviewed the three candidates yesterday. There was even whispers that, you know, Dr. Kustra would be there and would sort of hand off the mic to one of the three as the anointing gesture so that we would know who that person is. But we showed up to the Stuckle Sky Center, perched above the blue field.
So even better, because it's a very dramatic sight if never been in that.
It was my first time up there. It was amazing.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So makes it even more so that, okay, there's going to be a big announcement.
And I mean, you know, adding to the mystique of what was apparently going to happen, there's a horseshoe table set up. There's a table with refreshments and coffee and goodies and things. An audience area. So, I mean, it looked like it was going to happen. It seemed like it should have been happening. But then the board comes out from their closed session. They set up the mics and get prepared. And in a very unceremonious way, they announce formally a motion to extend the search. It passes on a voice vote. And then everybody said aye, and the meeting was adjourned. And that was it.
So this was a meeting then in some regards then, because I mean, if they're doing a motion right in front
right,
of you.
Right. It was very much, you know, the parliamentarian rules were in effect still.
And were there a lot of media there? I would make the assumption that this was a big event.
So, yeah. Several outlets were there. The Statesman was there. I saw at least one TV crew there. We all thought, okay, it's going to happen. And as soon as that came down, as it was being delivered, as the meeting was being adjourned, we were handed a press release that we have that says the comments that you have from Dr. Linda Clark, that it doesn't reflect on the finalists, all are very qualified and accomplished, and that now the search is moving to an interim president versus a permanent replacement.
Mm-hmm. And if people aren't aware who the three finalists were, now there were five finalists. All of them came to campus in mid-April, did tours, met, all of that. Two candidates withdrew. There were three left. James Lentini, he is a Detroit native. He is currently the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost at Oakland University. That's in Rochester, Michigan.
I had to look that up. I thought Oakland. It's got to be California.
I figured that too, right? And then Daniel Weeks is the President and Vice Chancellor of University of Northern British Columbia, which is in Prince George, British Columbia. And then the last, Kevin Reynolds, a native of Oxford, England, but he is the Vice President for Finance and Administration at Portland State University. And this morning when the announcement came out, I mean, when the email, this university-wide email came out, a lot of buzz that it would be Daniel Weeks. He's a president. He's a vice chancellor.
Mm-hmm. He seemingly has a pedigree that you'd think would be an easy transition into this if he's already in university leadership at British Columbia. But none of the candidates were present. We didn't see them. Dr. Kustra wasn't there. And I was sitting there looking around, waiting to see where
is
he?
Almost like, am I in the right location?
Yeah, he's got to be here. One of these candidates has got to be here. But then the horseshoe table was set up for just the Board of Education.
What was the mood like once that announcement came out that they were extending the search?
The room cleared out real fast. It was just kind of a, huh. And then we all left. I mean, it was just kind of surprise, certainly surprise, and some head scratching.
And the Idaho Statesman did write an article, I believe it was earlier this week, and they talked to quite a few people who asked to be anonymous that were community leaders, some people within the university, and basically saying that they were unsure about this search. They thought it went too fast, that, you know, they may be better, more accomplished candidates.
Right.
And was any of that even talked about at the meeting today, or was it just very black and white?
It was very black and white. I think sort of informally after some questions were asked of Dr. Clark, and she was very diplomatic, saying again that this has no bearing on the candidates that applied, but it looks like they have been passed over, and we are now going to be starting a whole new mm-hmm. search. Because, I mean, as I said, the motion was to engage a search firm to move forward.
Potentially a different search firm, because they didn't say that.
They didn't say a different one. They just said to engage a firm to help with the mm-hmm. search. And that's sort of the state of play now. Whilst that search is underway and while they engage the firm, they're going to be getting the interim president.
And that will be interesting, I think. There was a lot of talk. I mean, people may or may not realize this, since Boise State Public Radio is housed under the umbrella of Boise State University. We are all university employees.
Right.
So there was a lot of talk when the email came out this morning that there would be this announcement, and then when the announcement was made that there's no announcement.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden the talk went to, well, then who will be the interim president?
I have no idea. This is the big mystery. But like you said earlier, I mean, I too have been hearing about the question of qualifications for the candidates. I didn't meet them. I don't know anybody personally that has, so I can't really speak to that. But, you know, perhaps with the profile of Boise State going up over Dr. Custer's time there, I mean, it is, you know, a football powerhouse, and, you know, we have a doctoral program now.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they're looking for somebody to maybe go to the athletic, or I'm sorry, go to the academic side
maybe,
more than the athletics.
Right.
Because, I mean, that has now been established as what this school's known for on so many levels.
And, you know, and I got the opportunity to interview Dr. Custer on right here on Idaho Matters about 2 weeks ago. And one of the questions I asked him was, so what are you doing on the very first day of your retirement? And he said, we're flying to Chicago to see our kids. So, you know, they've got plans. You know, there. I think because we did hear, well, what would Dr. Custer stay? We don't know that. I don't want to make any assumption, but I do know that right here on this program, he's got plans to go and enjoy retirement for a while.
Well, you said he has plans for Chicago. I was going to say my first guess would be the golf course.
Right. Right.
But with him having these plans, I mean, clearly it indicates that he isn't planning to be the fixture that he is here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that his program is going to continue here on Boise State Public Radio, and that I'm sure he will be available on speed dial for whoever is his successor,
right.
But he's not going to be there all the time.
And historically in Idaho, this is not an anomaly in the sense of having an interim president. It is not something that Boise State University has seen in the last, I mean, Dr. Custer has been here for 15 years. But if you look at a university like the University of Idaho, they have had a succession of presidents, but during their searches, they have also had interim presidents. Their last interim president was Don Burnett. He was the dean of the law school. And when Dwayne Nellis left to go to Texas Tech, and then they started the search for Chuck Staben, they needed an interim president. And they went to one of their deans, one of their very well-regarded deans,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was on his way towards retirement, but really needing someone who could kind of be that statesman, that could kind of move the University of Idaho forward, kind of just steer the ship for as long as it would take
right.
to find a president.
So, I mean, with that being said, should we then be looking at sort of top maybe emeritus professors or department chairs that could be that sort of stable force in the interim?
You know, you don't know, because I also think that with the University of Idaho, there was a time as well that Gary Michael, who is a former CEO of Albertsons, was an interim for the University of Idaho. So you've also taken from the business community.
Okay.
I think it is anyone's guess, or Maybe the State Board of Ed already knows and they just haven't announced. But at this point, I think it could be anyone's guess. But this is not something unusual that the State Board of Education has had to go through. Don Burnett was the interim president, I believe it was 4 years ago, mm-hmm. within the last, you know, so we're talking less than 5 years that the University of Idaho went through something like this. And Dean Burnett, or former President Burnett, was the interim dean for the interim president at the U of I for close to a year.
Because I was going to ask, what sort of timeline was that position for him? So about a year?
It was close to a year because they did do a longer search process mm-hmm. for President Staben. So we could be seeing something like that, and we could be looking at the fact that just historically looking at another state right. university in Idaho, that this interim president, it could be a year, but if it allows them to get the candidates that the State Board of Ed believes are best mm-hmm. for the Boise State University, to move Boise State University into the future.
I think they're looking for someone to build off of Dr. Custer's legacy. I mean, he's been here for this for so long. He has built a very strong foundation that somebody will be lucky enough to inherit from him. It's up to them to take it into the future then.
I agree. And this will not be the last we will be hearing about this. I want to thank you, Matt, for coming in and talking with us.